From Quality Radio Productions, it's Classics and Beyond. I'm Jake Longwell. We'll open today's program with the second piano trio of Johannes Brahms in C major, Opus 87. The work was composed between 1880 and 1882 and was premiered on December 29, 1882 in Frankfurt. The piece utilizes the standard trio instrumentation of piano, violin, and cello and is in four movements. It's performed here by Trio Canon.
Thank you. Thank you.
The second piano trio in C major, opus 87, of Johannes Brahms, performed by Trio Canon, K-A-N-O-N, comprised of pianist Diego Macagnola, violinist Lena Yokoyama, and cellist Alessandro Coppia. From a 2019 release on the Italian WM label, the album Brahms and Dvorak, Piano Trios, the album also containing Dvorak's Piano Trio in E minor, Opus 90. You are listening to Classics and Beyond. I'm Jake Longwell. If you'd like to get in touch, our email address is qualityradioproductions@gmail.com and our website, qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. This is program 1910. On a previous program, I played in its entirety the entire musical score to Igor Stravinsky's ballet The Rite of Spring. we'll hear music from another Stravinsky ballet, this one composed for the 1910 Paris season of the Ballet Russe Company, The Firebird. It's based on the Russian fairy tale of the same name, for those not familiar with the story. Prince Ivan captures the Firebird while hunting in the forest. In exchange for her release, she offers to help the prince whenever she is needed. The prince is later captured by the evil sorcerer Kashai, who is also holding captive in his castle 13 princesses, one of whom Prince Ivan falls in love with and wishes to marry. The Firebird compels Kashai and his evil army of petrified monsters to do a dance, which puts them to sleep, thereby enabling the prince and princesses to make their escape, ultimately leading to Kashai's destruction. Instead of playing a recording featuring the original orchestral score to this ballet, we'll fast forward in time 65 years, and we'll listen to this music as performed by Japanese synthesist Isao Tomita.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Igor Stravinsky's Firebird Suite, the orchestral score to the ballet Firebird, composed and premiered in 1910. Performed here on a variety of synthesizers by Isao Tomita, who often simply goes by his last name, Tomita. From his 1975 RCA release, Firebird, the A-side, comprising the entire Firebird suite by Stravinsky, side B of the album features works by composers whose music Tomita had previously interpreted on prior recordings. Debussy's Prelude to the Afternoon of a Faun. In 1974, Tomita recorded an entire album of Debussy classics, titled Snowflakes Are Dancing, and Mussorgsky's A Night on Bear Mountain. The same year as Firebird was released, 1975, Tomita also recorded a synthesized rendition of Pictures at an Exhibition. I do have this recording on CD, but when putting this show together, I realized that I also had a copy on vinyl, so I decided to dig that out, and we heard the entire A-side of that LP. And with that, we come to the end of this hour of the program. My name is Jake Longwell. Thank you, as always, for your company. Please join me again when you can for another exploration of the wide and varied world of classical music. Classics and Beyond is distributed by Quality Radio Productions.